Good morning. This is Brother Mark at the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer. Open with me this morning in the scriptures. I'd like us to turn to the letter to the Hebrews, and we'll be reading in the third chapter, looking in the sixth verse. As we open up in the scriptures this morning, we see the writer of Hebrews speaking of Christ, and Christ as he is a son over the house of God. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, the writer tells us, "But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the Lord? Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. As we look at this scripture this morning, we see the writer of Hebrews relating back to the people of God about a time when God's people went through the wilderness and tempted and tried, tested God in his patience. But let us look further in what he is saying in the scripture, as Christ, who is a son, the head of the church of God and over his own house. As we look in the scripture this morning, did you know that we are a part in the building of the household of God? As we think about this, we realize, or we can realize, what an incredibly immense statement it is, but it is full of the truth of God. The writer of Hebrews is writing this to remind the church, remind you and I, that through the sacrificial work of Christ, in this text, the writer mentions that Christ as the Son of God is set over his house who we are. So what does this mean in our daily lives? How do we relate back to these words from the apostle? If we read, or as we read rather, in the accounts of the gospel, it is when we see Christ, when we receive Christ into our hearts, we have been grafted into the family and the household of God. And this is what makes the words of Hebrews so incredible. And as such, the writer reminds us, the people of God, to remain close to him. Let us not harden our hearts, even as Israel did when they were in the wilderness, as I mentioned a moment ago. The truth of the writer's words is seen in the example of Old Testament Israel when God delivered them, but it is true in the church and the people of God today. When we look back into the Old Testament scriptures, we see the amazing power of God and the works he did to bring Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness, even into the land that he promised to their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Today, as you and I read these words, we live in a different time and in a different life from the children of Israel, but still, we must take the words of Hebrews to heart and to be mindful to keep our heart open and not harden toward the Spirit of God. There are many things that can happen in life, but when we remain close to God, his Spirit will keep and preserve our heart, even as we are the people, the household of the living God. I pray that this scripture and devotion touches you deep in your heart this morning, gives you encouragement, guides you in your coming day. Thank you for listening, and God bless.